USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of dollars are going to be diverted from disaster relief to border enforcement by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security confirming it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That'll include $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. State Republicans in Alabama pushing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from Congress. The state party there is calling on the Alabama congressional delegation to start the process to expel the freshman Democrat, a Somali refugee and naturalized American who's become one of the first two Muslim women in Congress. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy more than once over comments on U.S.-Israeli issues. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.